I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, October 8th. And Burns, it's been a month of Wednesdays since we've visited, and you've been out of the country for part of that time.
I have. The first cowgirl and I took two of our grandchildren to England and went to our Cambridge program. We have a wonderful program at Magdalen College in Cambridge, and visited the students that are studying there. And of course, the grandkids, really, it was an eye-opener. It was their first trip overseas. And then we got back just about a week ago from China, and we spent time visiting the universities we work with in China. There's really five major universities that we have programs with, degree programs and the like. And I could list them for you. It might take a minute, but Fudan in Shanghai and Sun Yat-sen in Guangzhou, used to be Canton. We have Southwest Yongtong in Chengdu and Northwest in Xi'an, and then China Agricultural University in Beijing. So we have great relationships, have lots of students. I think we have over 500 students from China at OSU currently. And we have students in China studying. So it was good to see our partners, and we worked out some new agreements. And study abroad is so important, I think, in just the overall education of anyone. And we're really encouraging it and want more and more of our students to have that experience.
And now that you're back home, the shovels have been back in the ground here at Oklahoma State University, turning more dirt for another building project, this one at the College of Human Sciences.
That's right, Kelly. We had a great groundbreaking, and because of the 11 o'clock game, it was at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, which was a little brisk, I might say. But yes, this is a beautiful addition that will go on the Human Sciences building. The addition itself will house on two floors the Hotel and Restaurant Administration School, which is very highly rated nationally. And then the third will be the design area of that school. There are a number of other disciplines that are in the human sciences, including human development, family sciences, nutritional sciences. Just lots of great programs. They're growing and need more space and better space. As I said that morning, facilities really don't transform anything. People do. But facilities provide people with the platform they need to transform things. So we want our talented faculty and students to have the best facilities available anywhere in the country.
And finally, Burns, there's a rumor going around you'll be jumping on your horse this week. Is the horse prepared?
Well, jumping is not the term. I will somehow get there. You know, I worked on my granddad's ranch in the summer, and so I think I'm quite a horseman. And I've hadn't been on a horse in many, many years. And our equine program had me out, and I went over to get on the horse, and they had a stool there. And I said, "What's that for?" And, "Well, so to get on the horse." I said, "I don't need a stool." And about halfway up, pulling up, I went, "Man, this is a tall horse." So things have changed a little bit since I was 18 years old. But in any event, yes, the first cowgirl and I are going to, and Pistol Pete will be out there as well as Bullet. And we're going to lead the parade into the rodeo, which is hosted by our rodeo team. I will not be competed, I might add. It's the first rodeo that OSU has hosted in nearly 30 years. So the three-day event begins tomorrow at the Payne County Fairgrounds. And the action will start at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. And we expect over 20 colleges and several hundred competitors to be in the rodeo. So it's an excellent opportunity to see the rodeo in action and to see whether I can get on the horse without a stool.
Well, we're glad to have you back in the saddle.
Thank you, so to speak.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.